Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 26th day of July 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. MF and HF Relays 1.86 MHz by Graham VK7GS. 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. 7.1 MHz by Dale VK7DG. 14.13 MHz by Justin VK7TW. At 28.525 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB 20 channel 24, VK7MAC and HF CB 24 with Luke. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24, HF CB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key, John Webster, VK7KDR, VK7JW. It is with sadness that Tony VK7AX reports the passing of fellow amateur and friend John Webster, VK7KDR, VK7JW. John passed peacefully on Thursday morning, the 16th of July 2026, at 8 AM whilst a resident at the Mount St Vincent Nursing Home in Ulverston. Tony VK7AX became friends with John not long after moving to Ulverston in 1967 and remained as his longest friend up to his passing. John recently enjoyed his 93rd birthday at the nursing home and was very proud to have reached that milestone. Amateur radio became one of John's hobbies in his younger days, and he was a frequent operator on HF and the local VHF UHF repeaters, where he lived and operated his amateur radio station from his home in Main Road Penguin up to into his latter years, when his family decided he would not be able to handle his HF antennas. So they removed his HF beam and long wire antennas, much against John's wishes, which left him operational only on the voice repeaters, up to his retirement to the nursing home 3 to 4 months ago. John was an active member of the WIA Northwest Branch, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Interest Group, and the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur TV Group. His desire for long chats on air or in person will be missed. Vale, John Webster, VK7KDR, VK7JW. DE, your long-term friend, Tony, VK7AX. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, Lele LOTA, and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. Rodney VK7HAM, Eric VK7ZPE, and Al VK7AN braved the wind and rain during the week to activate Piper's River Regional Reserve. Operating on the 840 metre band, they used a Tentec Eagle 599, a 100-watt HF-VHF transceiver with dual N-fed wires. Despite the challenging conditions, they logged 39 contacts for the activation. Matt VK7MAT stayed a little closer to home, activating a twofer consisting of Lake Trevallon Water Management Area and Trevallon Nature Recreation Area during Parks on the Air Support Your Parks weekend. Running a Yaesu FT891 into an EFHW configured as an inverted V, Matt logged 115 contacts in just under 2 hours. The 40 metre band was by far the busiest, accounting for 107 QSOs. Stuart, VK7FADZ, is currently making his way along the overland track, activating summits whenever time and the weather allow. So far, he has successfully activated Mount Pelion West, Cradle Mountain and Mount Pillinger. If you hear Stuart on the bands, be sure to give him a call. Mobile coverage along the track is limited, making it difficult to self-spot, so listening out for him is greatly appreciated. Enjoy the snow if you're heading for the hills, and I hope to catch you on the air. And that's 73 for Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s AX, ZAB, EV, OO, TW, and ZCF, all sharing over 50 photos, although not all of it made it north. The main themes were a 3D printed topographic map of Mount Wellington and the Derwent River area. This and the other antenna parts were shown on the last Reece Wegg's presentation. Light rail in Evandale and the passenger driven train driven by PD0WHH in the Netherlands. Metal amateur animal sculptures on the waterfront around Georgetown. A log cabin and book from IKEA with some assembly required. And other highlights were classic cars under the Batman Bridge, fun facts about airline tickets, a humorous explanation of the increased RF range at HF due to skip, and where do rainbows go when they're bad. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's engaged in exchange photos with seven amateurs in the Netherlands and one in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. At 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. WIA contest news. VK7 gets ready for the 2026 Remembrance Day contest. It's that time of the year again when amateur radio operators across Tasmania are encouraged to get on the air and help VK7 make a strong showing in the WIA Remembrance Day contest. The RD contest is much more than a competition. It honours the amateur radio operators who made the ultimate sacrifice during the Second World War while bringing the amateur radio community together in a friendly contest where individuals and teams up to three operators competing for state pride and some impressive trophies. This year's contest runs from 0300 UTC on Saturday the 15th of August until 0300 UTC on Sunday the 16th of August, with a wide range of operating categories covering most bands and modes, making it easy for everyone to take part. Whether you're a seasoned contester or have never entered a contest before, the RD contest is an ideal place to start. VK7 has enjoyed outstanding success in recent years, and with strong activity across HF, VHF, UHF and microwave bands, Tasmania is well placed to be highly competitive again. In particular, the triple point bands of 160 metres and 23 centimetres and above can make a significant difference to the final scores. Why not team up with a couple of friends, register your team before the contest begins, and download the latest rules from the WIA website so that you know exactly how the contest operates. Good logging is just as important as good operating. The contest manager recommends N1MM Logger, although VKCL can still be used, providing the short submitted log is updated to the Cabrillo version 3 format. Helpful conversion and log checking utilities are available on Alan Shannon VK4SN's website, and whatever logging software you choose, be sure to carefully check your final log before submitting it. During the contest, listen for activity on the usual calling frequencies, including 52.525, 146.5, 439 and 1296.15 MHz FM, along with 50.15, 144.15, 432.15 and 1296.2 MHz USB, while the HF bands will also be alive with stations from across Australia. Good luck, and we hope to hear you on the air during the RD contest. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Tassieham Econ Radio Conference. Bookings are open. The countdown is on for Tassieham Econ 2026 and bookings are officially open. This year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection, captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best where experimentation, innovation and lifelong learning come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly towards the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around four major streams. Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures. Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation. Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection. And Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose and where amateur radio goes next. Tassie Ham Econ 2026 takes place on September the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, making it a full weekend of radio learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. That's 73 from the conference organising group. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna's Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Following Eric VK7ZPE's recent technical night display of his brand new Rivnut set, a number of club members have since shared their own stories about acquiring similar tools and the sheer convenience they brought to project construction. Back in the 1980s, Adelaide hosted excellent electronics trades expos, and it was at one of these that Andre, VK7ZAB, discovered his Nutsert tool. The Avdel stand was showing off this new must-have device, and this very unit made an appearance at our most recent technical night. Roger, VK7ARN, added his own tale. He first came across nut rivets and the associated tools while on holiday back in the old country about 30 years ago. After buying Land Rover accessories, the sort not available in Australia at the time, he discovered that the approved method of fitting some of them involved nut rivets, a fastening system he'd never seen in local tool shops. You may not have seen Roger's Land Rover, but anybody involved with Weissen or safety comms will know he has a reputation for putting things in boxes, especially radios. Rivnuts have played a major role in many of these projects, usually to secure an aluminium plate in the base of the enclosure on which the radio and ancillaries are mounted. The plate is fixed firmly in place via nut rivets. These fasteners are now commonly known under two generic names, Rivnuts, that is nut rivet nuts, and Nutserts, nut inserts. Both do the same job. They put a strong, reliable thread onto sheet metal where there is simply not enough thickness to tap a thread. They effectively secure a nut to the material, spreading load and stress far better than a plain sheet metal screw or self-taper ever could. The advantages are many: durability, strength, repeatability, and a fastening that can be undone and redone without degrading. There's even a medical advantage, no sharp self-tapper or tech screw tip poking out on the other side, waking to shred your hand. And of course, think of the number of times you've fumbled around trying to align a washer and nut in some awkward, almost unreachable position whilst inserting a bolt. Nutserts eliminate all of that. Not to mention, the finished job looks neat and aesthetically pleasing to those of us who care about such things. Follow the link in the text version of this broadcast for an excellent rundown on selection and use. Upcoming events, CW course, every Wednesday night on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On-air test and technical gathering, Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday the 5th of August and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the Nantyard Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 8th of August at 2 p.m. held at the Entart Clubrooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have items you would like to add to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@entart.net no later than Friday the 7th of August. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entart.net, all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of Entark Inc. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be starting at midday with a barbecue, and then the meeting will commence at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 1st of August 2026. It will be at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. August presentation night, NTP GPS clock project. As outlined last week, August is shaping up to be our REAST project build month. The project is a feature-packed NTP GPS clock designed by Richard, VK2ARH, from the Manly Warringah Radio Society, and adapted for REAST by Dave, VK7CB. The project delivers an accurate shack clock that automatically synchronises using Network Time Protocol, or NTP, automatically adjusts for daylight savings, and displays both local time and UTC, and can be expanded with GPS, environmental sensors, LiPo battery operation, and 13.8 volt DC operation. Additional features include weather information, Wi-Fi status, automatic display dimming, multiple time zones, Maidenhead grid locator, configurable displays and software upgrades, making it an ideal companion for the home, shack, portable operating or SOTA activations. The basic clock can be assembled in about an hour, and is suitable for builders with basic soldering skills, while the optional modules allow members to customise the clock to suit their operating style. Whether you're timing contest exchanges, logging portable contacts, or simply wanting an accurate UTC display in the shack, this project packs an impressive range of capabilities into a compact package. This exclusive REAST build project is available only to REAST members. Richard, VK2ARH, will present the project, explain its design and demonstrate its capabilities at the REAST presentation night on Wednesday the 5th of August 2026 from 7:30 p.m. The presentation will also be streamed, making it easy for members around Tasmania and beyond to join in. 73 from the REAST committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. Last Wednesday night was a huge night of 3D printing discussion by four REAST members who all brought the Bamboo Labs P2S and AMS combo printers recently. Ron, VK7ME, started off the night with impressions from an experienced 3D printer who has upgraded to the P2S. Ron's impressions were that the printer was so much easier to use and fast as well. Ron also shows some print failures where the filament had not adhered to the plate on one side and the AI-driven error detection had automatically stopped the print before it became spaghetti, a nice feature of the PS2. Ron also went through a great idea to store your filament with a plastic bag, desiccant bag and rubber band. Thanks, Ron. Justin BK7TW then showed a range of items he had printed and some of the failures. These include print-in-place items that contain springs and bearings and moving parts. Justin showed some of the topography he has been printing along with some of the Tinkercad projects he has created. There was also a Yagi element print that neatly fits into a 25mm PVC tube. The next one in the studio was Jim BK7JZ, who has printed many items to improve the PR2S, including a riser and covers and many items for SOTA antennas. Thanks, Jim. Hayden BK7HH was next in the studio with his interesting amateur radio related prints, some Stargate and Nintendo Game Boy prints for family members. Aiden also showed some other items to help with desiccant, filament, and a customised escutcheon for the P2S display. Thanks, Hayden. We did move on to non-3D printing for the last part of the show, where we showed a Symmetricon S200 Time Sync server. We talked through the 1024 week issue that older time servers had where the time reverted back to November 2006, from July 2026 due to a 10-bit time register rolling over. This was the problem that we think Telstra may have had with the mobile networks recently, and we think it may have related to this type of equipment. This Wednesday night is a week's night, and we will have some more interesting 3D prints, along with other hysteric items and the latest magazine reviews. Wednesday evenings kick off early, with members drifting in from about 6 p.m., many armed with takeaway containers or home-cooked dinners. The DATV studio broadcast begins at 7:30 p.m. and around it unfolds the usual controlled chaos. Lively debate, hands-on experimenting, gear tinkering, coffee consumption at industrial scale, the hatching of elaborate cunning plans, and the kind of wide-ranging amateur radio mischief and global problem-solving that somehow only ever truly makes sense inside the club rooms. And that comes from the 73, from the Reist Committee. Reist training and assessment date. Update, rather. Thinking about getting your amateur radio license or upgrading to the next level, Reist continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all Australian amateur license levels. The next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday the 22nd of August 2026. The standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months, with the next session on Saturday the 19th of September 2026. If you're planning to attend, please contact the learning organiser, Justin BK7TW, as soon as possible by emailing reist.assessor@gmail.com. You'll also find the full training schedule on the Reist events page, along with a range of free learning resources, including the popular Foundations License Training video series on the Reist YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the Wireless Institute of Australia's online foundation trial exams, with links available in the text version of this broadcast. Whether you're taking your first step into amateur radio or upgrading your qualifications, the Reist training team is ready to help you succeed. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Save the date, ADSB support. In September, we have a very special presentation night that will be occurring a little later in the month than normal. On Wednesday the 23rd of September from 7:30 p.m, we will have Mullins Anderson in the club rooms to give us a presentation on the ADSB support service. For those who are in the know, Marlins is the Chief Operating Officer of the ADSB Support Organisation that is based in Denmark, and they supply ADSB receivers all over the world to amateurs, non-amateurs and many other areas to receive the ADSB signals from aircraft and feed it into the various aircraft tracking systems around the world. Save the date, September the 23rd from 7:30 p.m. 73 from the Reist Committee. And now VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Zoning Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF at 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, with a CTC-SS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide Microwave QSO Party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF Group. Meeting Monday and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM. Your CW coach for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On air test and technical gatherings, Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM. NTARC technical night session, Wednesday the 5th of August from 6:30 PM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon. In Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 2 metres at VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events, NWT ARC, 1st of August, bi-monthly meeting and barbecue from midday at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reached 5th of August, NTP GPS clock build project presentation by Richard VK2ARH in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed from 7:30 PM. NTARC 8th of August, Club General Meeting from 2 PM, NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reached 23rd of September, ADSB Support Presentation from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. All of VK, 7th to 8th of November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UCAT UTAS at Sandy Bay. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reached, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHFCB24 and HFCB24, VK7FMAC and Luke, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the Digital Group. Now a big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and the UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroup.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.